Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Look, speaking of sexy, speaking of trashy, a friend of the show, Brian M. Lloyd, is in with us, and I think we should give him a big round of applause. The ultimate party girl, Brian M. Lloyd, is in with us.
Thank you.
Yes, and you know what? I am excited because every week, friend of the show, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, he comes in, he reviews films with us, he has all the latest film news for us, because this is very cool. Brian, as well as being, of course, a journalist with Entertainment.ie and being the weekend editor of Entertainment.ie, he also gets to go to all of the premieres, he gets to go to see all these films before we get anywhere near them. Brian has already seen them and he can tell us exactly what the story is with them. So he comes in every week and he does that. Now, very importantly, his Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. L-L-O-Y-D is his Twitter. And as well as that, you can also find him on entertainment.ie. He's a film director. He's a movie reviewer. He's doing it all and he's in this week to review films with us. Now, Brian, what mm-hmm. do you have for us this week?
Well, I have two films for you this week. I have two.
All right.
The first one I have is the new one with Daniel Radcliffe. You know, Daniel Radcliffe was in the country on Friday.
I think he was hanging out with some friends of mine.
He was hanging out with Amanda Fennelly from the Ricochet show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's
and we
cool.
didn't get invited, like, at all.
I know. Isn't that bullshit?
Isn't that
total bullshit?
That's okay, like, but he was over to promote What If, which was this film that was part filmed in Ireland.
Okay.
He plays this medical student who has been recently dumped.
Oh dear.
Which is terrible.
Yes.
And then he meets Zoe Kazan, who was in this film a couple of years ago called Ruby Sparks. You'd know her if you saw her, maybe, anyways. But the two of them strike up a relationship and they're all very friendly with each other because they're a boy and a girl. But it turns out that Zoe Kazan's character has a boyfriend.
Oh no.
OMG.
That's not on at all. No, that's bullshit now.
And the reason why the film gets the name What If is because can you be friends with a boy and a girl and it not turn into a relationship?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the kind of premise of the film?
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
But you know what?
Yeah.
It's not interesting at all.
Oh.
Because, like, it's like, no, but seriously, like, this kind of thing has been done before, like, 100 times. Like, When Harry Met Sally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the best example I can think of. Annie Hall.
500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer,
that's
exactly.
That's another one, Zoe Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Like, and it's been, yeah. that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been done 100 times, but in this, it's just, it's really, really cliched. It's like, you just know where all the turns are going to be.
And is he a good lead in, like, a romantic comedy, let's say? Well, I'm not saying it's a romantic comedy, but like a romantic movie.
Yeah. Like, he's all right. You can see that he's really, really trying to drop the whole Harry Potter
thing. Of course he is,
like,
yeah.
He's doing all these, like, horrors. Like, he did that film a couple of years ago, The Woman in Black.
Yeah.
Which was really good. And he did this thing with John Hamm, which was this, like, thing that was on Sky Arts.
Oh, yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
The doctor.
Oh, that's when they're in the bath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Like, what is going on?
Yeah,
here?
What, it's something.
So
it's
weird.
It's a fine date movie. If it's a yeah. first date, it's okay. grand. It's completely inoffensive. So,
what would you give it out of 10?
5 out of
10.
Oh, okay.
Is there any nudity in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you kind of see. No, actually, no. I tell a lie. There actually is nudity.
Oh, good. Male or female?
Both.
Oh,
they go skinny dipping.
Oh, okay. Do you see his bottom, maybe?
You do see his bottom.
Oh, I thought so. Like, ooh, a kind of a wide shot from his
yeah.
bottom. And, oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah. He's he's cut. Like, he's built.
He is built, isn't he?
He is.
Because there's been a few topless photos of him. He's yeah. pretty shredded. Like,
anyway,
he has it going on.
Here,
we're admiring Daniel Radcliffe's body.
I'm so Myron.
Yeah, exactly. Can you give us a moment? But all right.
We Myron.
So that was 5 out of 10. That's not particularly
yeah.
inspiring.
Now,
take it, it's out this Friday.
It's out this all Friday. Right. Now, the film of the week
okay.
is this thing called Lucy.
Shit.
You might have heard of it.
Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman.
Correct. It is about a young girl called Lucy who is this tourist in Taiwan. Well, student tourist in Taiwan. Long story short, she gets caught up in this drug ring and she's turned into a drug mule, right? And what they
no.
do is it's this new experimental drug called CPH. One, right? Did any of you ever see that film Limitless?
Yes, I did. Bradley
yeah,
Cooper.
Bradley
it's
Cooper,
a brilliant
yeah.
film.
Yeah. It's yeah. that same kind of drug in that, like, it activates the other 90% of your brain. Because you know the way they say
that
it.
That would
like,
be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because, like, you're no memory and stuff.
No,
like
but
that.
It's like it sharpens your mind up so you're better at aptitude. You have,
yeah.
like, better processing power in your brain. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but in this, like, it's more of the fact that, like, okay, it just, like, makes you a bit smarter and stuff like that. But this, it just takes it to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't like, she's able to, like, see radio waves and
oh,
she's
okay.
able to
wow.
see, like, magnetic. Way.
Sounds good.
And then she's able to, like, telekinetically lift people up and read people's thoughts and stuff.
Wow.
So it just goes really, really science fiction in it. And, like, it's directed by this guy called Luc Besson, who did The Fifth Element. Okay. Yeah. And Leon, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, which are both like really, really cool action films. And Scarlett Johansson is great in it, and it looks fantastic as well.
Is it like 3D?
It's not in 3D, right. No, but it, like, it zips along and it's really, really clever.
What are you giving it out of 10?
8 out of 10.
8?
Yeah.
Is there any nudity in it?
There isn't.
Okay, fair enough.
But
is that
Scarlett
why you deducted
Johansson's
marks?
In it, Chris.
Well, that's true. Mm. Yeah. Brian, very wise. See, Keir, this is why he's in. He knows everything about the film industry and he gets to tell us about all the films. So you're saying this weekend, if we're faced with the choice of those two films, to definitely go see the Scarlett Johansson one and Morgan Freeman.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, if you're going on a first date, I mean, go see What If, but like, if, you know, you're both up for it, definitely go see Lucy. I'd go see Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
And it's out this Friday
it's
as
out
well.
It's out this Friday as well.
All right, well, look, in other very exciting developments, let's get right down to it. Brian comes in every week and, as well as you can see, giving us quite a comprehensive inside track on the film industry, he also does the film quiz with us. Now, before we can go any further, let me give you your intro theme.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't do it earlier. So here he is, Ralph serenading us. Thank you, Ralph. So now that Ralph has done that, Brian, we're going to do the film quiz with you. How is this going to work? What are we going to do? Explain it to me.
Well, I have 3 audio clips for each of you.
Oh, dear. Right.
And I need either the name of the film or the name of the character or the name of the actor. However, this week, what I have done is I have thrown in one audio clip, that is a Robin Williams film.
For each of us?
For each of you.
Okay.
And I just need the name of the film.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay.
All right, well, look, then let's do this. Now, Brian, you are the boss and you have to pay the cost to be the boss. Who would you like to go first? You are the one who has to make these decisions.
Well, since I read Kira's lovely article in the Sunday Times.
Yes.
And it was so lovely. Yes. Kira, you can go first.
Well,
Kira, you look so pretty in the Sunday Times. I can't believe I didn't say it until now.
Doesn't
thank
she look
you.
Good?
She looks
she
so
looks
pretty.
Well, in fairness.
Very Rita Hayworth.
Brian, do you know as well that we're not dating?
Are you not dating?
Well, now that Kira's clarified that in the article.
Wow, yeah. I didn't...
Kira clarified that. Kira drove that point home.
I've known you for 4 years and this is the first I'm hearing.
This is the first confirmation you've had.
This is the first confirmation. Yeah. Official in national newspapers.
I don't remember
confirmed.
Saying
confirmed. Not a thing.
All right, look. Kira, are you ready for your first clip?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, no, wait. It's not your clip at all. Are you ready for this?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont, and let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
Man, that's stupid. We don't know anything about maple syrup.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza.
Kira, do you have any idea?
Yes, I do, and I cannot think of his
name.
Come
on now, Kira.
Come on.
Wedding suit. He was in the wedding suit.
I take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, slick?
It's the first quarter of the
he
big
went
game.
Down with Jennifer Aniston.
Five,
he's always with Owen Wilson.
Four,
Chris, don't put a timer on me. This
three,
is really frustrating. He has
two,
Chicago. Oh, God
one.
Almighty. I can
Kira,
see the bags under his freaking eyes.
Kira, we're going to have to go to the next clip if you can't.
No.
I know who it is.
Doesn't matter, Kira.
I can't think.
What?
Vince Vaughn, you mother efforts.
Vince Vaughn. Wow. Now, Kira, under pressure, proving that she can still deliver. Well, I tell
right
you,
out of the bat.
That is impressive. Mm-hmm. Here's clip number two.
Wrong speed.
This
We've
is the Rob William Williams
wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down again. Let's try it a little faster. See if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 780. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Hey, it's Good Morning Vietnam.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Kira on an impressive streak.
What the f*** is that?
It's the new Belle and Sebastian.
That is the record we've been listening to and enjoying, Barry.
Well, that's unfortunate because it sucks ass.
Kira, any idea? That's clip number 3 for you.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, you did quite well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did. All right, here's my clip number 1.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. Did you have it?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast. What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them?
Anyway, Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Have a guess at the movie.
It's Pulp Fiction, isn't it?
Well done.
There you go. All right, clip number 2 for Chris. Here you go, Chris.
What do you mean you do voices?
This is Robin Williams.
Ben, I do voices.
Oh yeah, yeah, fair enough.
We've come to this planet looking.
Play the clip.
Yeah, I will. No, but I just want to point out that I do actually know this film without all the help.
Really?
Yes. It's
for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that. Hey, boss, give it a chance. She's going to loosen up any moment.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
I'm crazy to make a deal with you!
Nancy and I are still looking for the other half of my head.
I have no idea what this film is.
Really? Chris, you do.
I don't.
You do.
I have no idea what this is.
You just said at the start. You were just like,
yeah. Is it Mrs. Doubtfire? Because I remember half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I just like, I didn't realize that voices thing went on for so long.
That was, anyway.
All right,
okay,
yeah,
so fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a deal with you, Arjun.
Here's clip number 3, by the way.
Arjun, is that or Aryan or whatever the f*** your name is? I'll make a little deal with you. You fold up your tents and get the f*** out of my country, and I won't do anything to you. I'll leave you alone.
Ooh.
Because if you stick around here, I'm going to send you home with your balls in a sling. You got that. Hey, sorry, Adolf.
No,
all right, anyway, I
Big
think it's
smiles.
I
Big
think
smiles.
Hold on. Let me hear that again.
I'll make a deal with you, Arjun.
For some reason I'm gonna say George Clooney.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
But I have
anyway,
no idea.
There you go. Look, I think that quiz went quite well. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play you 2 tracks. The script Superheroes is on the way, and then we'll find out who is right, who is wrong, who is winning the film quiz this evening. Right evening, everybody. What's going on? My name is Chris, this is Kieran.
Hello.
And in the studio with us, he's been in for the last while, is friend of the show, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. Let's give him a round of applause. Now, Brian M. Lloyd is a film director, he is a film critic, he is a journalist and weekend editor with entertainment.com. And as well as that, he comes in every week and he tells us what's going on in the film world so that we can be ahead of all of the film goss and news and all that, and we can know what a film is like before it's even been out, because Brian will have already seen them and he can tell us exactly what it is that's going on. So Brian, you had 2 films for us this week.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
I had What If with Daniel Radcliffe, which is this new romantic comedy. Kind of boring, I didn't really like it, but you know, it's a perfect date movie, 5 out of 10. The other one I have is Scarlett Johansson and Lucy. It's this new kind of sci-fi action thing, kind of reminded me of The Matrix. I really, really enjoyed it. 8 out of 10.
But there you go. I mean, that's pretty solid. I'll go see that over the weekend. But hey, look, Brian was also in for a very exciting and very important reason, which is the film quiz. Now, this used to be a source of contention, but lately it has been a harmonious and wonderful time for us all to bond as a unit, and I have had no problem with it. I know neither of you have, which is why I hope we can keep this going this evening as we get to the results of it. You know, I would like to think we can all continue on that same vein. So you said Kira could go first this mm-hmm. evening. Mm-hmm. And Kira, your 3 clips were as follows. Let's listen to them 1 to 3 and see how you did. This was clip number 1 for Kira.
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont. And let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
All right, anyway.
So I actually said Owen Wilson when I was trying to figure out. I couldn't think of Vince Vaughn's name, but what? I actually said Owen Wilson. So technically, even if I hadn't got Vince Vaughn, I did get Owen Wilson.
Correct, yeah.
But didn't you get Vince Vaughn anyway?
No, she
at
got
the
it,
very
but
end.
She was like sharing about Owen Wilson, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's 1 for Kira. Here is Kira's 2nd clip.
Wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down again. Let's try a little faster, see if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better. Woof is Nivir. Freddy is a devil. Woof is Nivir. Freddy is a devil.
All right, there we go. Kira.
That was Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yes,
correct.
Indeed. All right, now here is clip number 3.
Holy shiite! What the f*** is that?
It's the new Bell and Sebastian.
It's the record we've been listening to and enjoying, Barry.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Is that Norm Macdonald?
What?
Well, anyway, Kira, what did you say? You
I
didn't
said
say
nothing,
anything.
No.
Yeah. No. Who is that?
That was Jack Black, John Cusack, and...
John Cusack,
John
damn
Cusack.
It. That's what I meant
and
to say.
And the film was High Fidelity.
Ah, well, there you go. So, there you go. Kira getting still a very solid 2 out of 3. Now, I still have everything to play for, because who knows how I did? Here's clip number 1
Looks like
me
and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast.
Sorry about that. Did you have it?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
All right, Samuel L. Jackson.
Correct.
There we go. In possibly one of his best roles of all time.
All right. Big Kahuna!
Well, there you go. Let's see how I do in clip number two.
What do you mean you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yeah!
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Boss, it's certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that.
Hey, boss, give it a chance. She's going to loosen up any moment.
Anyway, awesome clip. Mm-hmm. It is, of course, Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Correct.
I don't know why
correct.
I doubted myself. I should have just gone with my woman's intuition. Anyway, here's clip number three.
I'll make a deal with you, Arjun. Arjun, is that a Rarian or whatever the f*** your name is? I'll make a little deal with you. You fold up your tents and get the fuck out of my country, and I won't do anything to you.
That isn't George Clooney.
That's not George Clooney. Is it Brad Pitt?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me play it once more. The first line is his most. It's what he sounds like most of the time.
Yeah.
Make a deal with you, Arjun. Arjun, is that a Rarian?
It's not. It's Sylvester Stallone.
You're on the right track, Kira.
Arjun.
Do you want to jump in?
Arjun, no, no.
Can I give you a hint?
Hold on. Hold on.
No, just tell
no,
us.
No, it's in. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll just tell you.
I'm not taking it as a
Arjun.
Yeah.
Arjun, is that a Rarian?
Oh, stop it. That's so annoying.
That's what I mean. Because it sounds. I picture the guy almost. Mm-hmm. What is? Who is it?
Mel Gibson.
Lethal
Weapon 2, come on.
My hero, Mel Gibson. My hero, and I didn't get it.
Wow.
Who wants to eat?
Who the F wants to eat?
We've let Mel, really, really let Mel down.
Poor
we've let
Mel.
Ourselves down. We've let the public down.
Mel Gibson, I thought you would have. I'm shocked. I am shocked and appalled, and I can't believe that you didn't get that at all. Like, what even? And just like, Chris, come on.
I'm looking for the Mel Gibson clip.
Hold on.
Who the fuck wants to eat? Go have something to eat! Hooray!
Of course, Mel Gibson's best work was that. Was that
particular
rant? Oh, yeah.
He should have won an Oscar for that.
He should have, shouldn't he?
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat? Go have something to eat! Hooray!
Thank you, Mel. All right, there we go. Anyway, look, that means we have a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker!
Oh, my God. So, Brian, how is this going to go? Is it the same as always? It's a musical round.
It is a musical tiebreaker round, and I need you to buzz in with your name and give me the name of the film. And I want you to keep playing it the whole way so you can buzz in.
No,
you can have multiple choices.
I hear you. Well, then let's do this.
I need the name of the film.
Okay. I'm not going to get a thing.
Shit.
Come on.
Oh, I know the song, but like, I mean, the film.
Start naming people that were in it.
Olivia Newton-Carter.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I have no
idea. Ben Stiller.
I have no idea.
Owen Wilson.
I don't know.
The male models.
Zoolander. Oh, never mind. Whatever.
Zoolander.
Chris said it.
I thought you would have got that straight away.
No, I wouldn't. But is this not from another film? This is an old song.
It's an old song, but like.
But it was used as their soundtrack.
In Zoolander, when they have like the petrol fight. Remember that?
Wake me up. Yeah. Well,
song,
there you
though.
Go. I mean, it's very exciting. Kira, do you want to call that a draw?
Yes.
All right, there we go. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me.
How did people not know he was gay? Like, I asked my dad about this the other day. I was like, how did you not know he was gay? And there was all like, oh, everybody looked like that in the 80s.
They did, you see, though. Like, look at Bowie and stuff.
Yeah.
They all just dressed in that particular way. It was quite normal at the time, you know? All right, well, look, I do love finishing with these rounds. We'll bring it home for one more chorus.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
Oh, yeah, come on.
This is like the pre-chorus. Now let's bring it home again.
Okay, boys. We'll go dancing. Everything will be all right. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't
worry, it's not wow. What a beautiful cosmony, David. A beautiful symphony Mel makes with that song. All right, look, Brian M. Lloyd, he is a film director, he's a film critic, he is a journalist and weekend editor with entertainment.ie. Everyone should go online and check out his Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. LLOYD. Go online, give him a follow.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.